Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin.
A. Giving makes life last longer. Kindness not only makes life sweeter, it may make it longer. At least that's the conclusion reached by a study at the University of Michigan. Researcher Stephanie Brown asked 423 older couples if they had helped a friend or neighbor just once in the previous year. 5 years after the initial questioning, those who said they had helped a friend were 50% more likely to still be alive than those who said they had not. For critics who might be skeptical of the study, the results are hardly accidental. Scientifically speaking, given the large number of participants and the 5-year time frame. Brown's findings supported previous research that social contact is good for us, but it was always assumed that the benefit came from being on the receiving end. Her results revealed, however, that the benefits may be rooted in the actual actions we perform. Brown found that helping someone doesn't need to be a major event, such as giving away your house or car. Something small, like giving a lift to someone who needs a ride, is sufficient. Just goes to show that, after all, it may in fact be better to give than to receive.
Questions. Number 11. What was the main result of the University of Michigan study? Number 12. What new information did researcher Stephanie Brown find? B. Warranty cards. You know those warranty cards that you get when you buy a new product? You've got to fill them out and send them in if you want that 1-year guarantee for your new coffee pot, right? Wrong. That's just what the manufacturers want you to think. The real reason they want you to send in the card is to get customer information for their marketing data. Things like where you live, where you shop, how you heard about the product. In other words, is their advertising working? As a matter of fact, a warranty covers a new appliance regardless of whether you mail the warranty card back in or not. Now, there can be a good reason to mail in a warranty card, but it's not for the warranty. It's in the remote possibility that there's a defect in the product, and it needs to be recalled by the manufacturer. So, depending upon the complexity of the product, a TV, for instance, you might want to mail in that card. But if you care about your privacy, only include your name, address, the model, and serial number.
Questions. Number 13. According to the speaker, why do manufacturers ask customers to mail in warranty cards? Number 14. When would a warranty card actually become necessary? C. The road to health. Want to get fit? Walk a lot and keep track of the steps you take each day with a pedometer. The average person nowadays takes between 3,000 and 5,000 steps a day. But if you want to improve your fitness and reach your peak energy level, shoot for 15,000. Probably the minimal level for a healthy life is about 10,000 steps, or about 90 minutes of daily walking. Pedometers are not expensive. The basic models sell for between $10 and $30. Recently, sales in the U.S. have soared. One reason is that because so many office workers spend most of their day in front of a computer, they know they need to increase their activity. A second reason is that companies are bearing the greater health costs associated with physically inactive employees. In fact, Some firms are giving pedometers to their employees to encourage them to improve their health. The magic of a pedometer is quite simple. First, it makes people aware of the level of their daily activity. It gives them a numerical record. It also encourages them to exercise more, since just seeing the daily numbers of steps increase is a reward in itself.
Questions. Number 15. What is the optimal number of steps people should take each day to improve their fitness? Number 16. What is one reason pedometers have recently become more popular? D. The light stuff. During the 20th century, commercial buildings came to rely mainly on electricity for their lighting. But now, sunshine seems set to make a comeback. Researchers at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the United States are perfecting a hybrid lighting system that combines the advantages of sunshine and electric lighting. In the new system, a dish on the roof collects and concentrates sunshine. The sunshine is then divided into visible and invisible light. The invisible infrared part of the light is converted into electricity and stored. The visible part of the light goes into a fiber optic cable and is piped inside the building. Finally, the light then goes into specially designed lighting fixtures, which then light up the building's interior. But what happens if the sun goes behind a cloud? No problem. Sensors constantly check the light level inside the building. If it's too low, the system mixes in lighting powered by stored electricity. The hybrid lighting system uses solar energy much more efficiently than older approaches and is expected to decrease electricity costs. Studies have shown, too, that natural lighting is beneficial for health, worker productivity, and morale. The future of solar lighting systems looks bright.
Questions. Number 17. What happens when sunlight is scarce? Number 18. What did the researchers discover in their study? E. Time for tea. Most people probably know that tea is the world's most popular beverage, after water, and that people who drink a lot of green tea every day are at lower risk for cancer. But tea has some additional benefits that scientists have only detected quite recently. For instance, tea helps the heart. A Dutch study of nearly 5,000 people found that people who drank just 2 cups of tea a day were only half as likely as non-tea drinkers to have heart attacks. In Boston, researchers found that heart patients who drank 2 or more cups of tea daily were twice as likely to be alive 4 years later. Tea also helps fortify bones, including teeth, making them stronger. The healthy ingredients in tea, called flavonoids, are responsible. Also, the fluoride in tea acts to prevent tooth decay and keeps bacteria from sticking to the teeth. What kinds of tea are good for you? Well, green teas and black teas are equally healthy, but you need to drink them fresh. That's because the flavonoids break down over time, so bottled tea is definitely less desirable. Surprisingly, herb teas have yet to reveal any particular healthy effects.
Questions. Number 19. According to the Dutch study, which fact about tea has only recently been revealed? Number 20. What does the speaker say about bottled tea?